There you go. It's 8:38.
Huh. Been busy.
Yeah.
Folks in here. Oh, one thing to add to the news story about all those critters that got picked up. You know, it's been, they've been busy at that the new animal shelter location. But the animal shelter has to pay 100% of the expense of those, because the one with all the kitties and the birds and that kind of thing they were talking about, that's a county deal out in the county, and they didn't get any money for that because there's an owner surrender. They gave the stuff up. They said, take these animals away. So they don't get any money for that. And then the other was the one that was in the city was a court ordered. So animal shelter has to pick up 100% of that. So as you said in the story, Chess, you know, if folks want to donate, they can certainly do that. Now, let me see here. I try to be...
And I'm guessing if they want to donate, they can just call the shelter?
Yeah, I think they can do that.
775-5755.
That's it. Now, I try to think about a wide audience when we talk about things here. I don't want to get too specific, because then people go, I don't care anything about that. But, you know, there's a website called Hulu.
Yeah.
And Hulu is pretty neat. Now, understand who it's owned by and all that kind of stuff. And you don't see maybe any CBS content on there, because it's basically owned by NBC and Universal and Disney and ABC and that kind of stuff. Well,
I found a gem on Hulu yesterday. In fact, I can't wait to get some spare time today after work, because I've got it bookmarked on my laptop at home. It's not bookmarked on my work computer, but it's bookmarked on my laptop at home, and it's gems from NFL films.
Uh-huh. Now, you see, and I wanted to go back and watch some old content, because you and I had talked about a television show that's not on anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'll go in and I'll watch that. Well, I can't watch old episodes for free.
Really? You got to pay for it now, huh?
Hulu has come up with this thing called Hulu Plus.
Ah, Plus, and that'll always get you.
I don't want to talk a lot about this, because a lot of people don't even know what Hulu is or do it. Alec Baldwin did weird commercials for it in the Super Bowl last year.
2 years ago, actually.
2 years, okay. Generally, the idea is if you missed an NBC show from last week, you're pouring coffee. I can hear that.
Sorry.
We're high def. It's okay. You go in there, click, and you can watch the entire show with minimal commercial interruption. My problem was I want to go watch something from 3 years ago, and I can't do that now unless I pay $7.99 a month. Now, I've got $7.99 a month. I mean, I've got the money. I just don't know the $8 that I want to waste on that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't necessarily use it that much if I could go in and watch something. Now, all that to say this, because you have so many powerful players in this, where you got NBC Universal, where you got Walt Disney, where you got News Corp, they're kind of wrangling about what they want to do, because obviously NBC wants you to watch their shows on the television, because you see, they sell advertising. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but that's kind of how they make their money. And they're thinking if they're giving too much of their product away, much the same problem that newspapers have. If you're giving your product away too much, you're not still there at your core revenue stream. Well, all that happens, and then yesterday, Netflix, by the way, has 20 million subscribers now. Company delivered that news to Wall Street. They made $161 million in profit last year. That is up, are you ready? In a down market, that is up 40%.
Whew.
Big new push for the company is its streaming business. But the guys who run the company say, even though we expect DVD shipments to decline this year, we want to be clear that we intend to continue to offer DVD by mail service for many years to come. So a couple of ways for you to use the service that Netflix has, either stream or get the DVD. So Hulu now deciding they want to get into this business. And in the meantime, here are all these folks out here who are kind of in the television business, and they want Hulu to be mildly successful. But if they're wildly successful, then you don't have folks sitting down in front of the television at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night to watch whatever comes on at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So how you get your entertainment more and more is important. And again, we talk about when we do the commercials for the Suddenlink cable folks that the DVR is a great thing to have, and video on demand is a great thing to have so that you can watch when you want to. But more and more, I mean, that's how consumers are. They want to consume when and where they can. And here all these folks out here just want to be able to make any money. I don't know. Are y'all following the Stanley Ho controversy in Hong Kong? This is the guy who owns the casino over there.
No, I guess I have.
Well, it's
what
it's,
am I missing?
Well, you know, we know about Las Vegas, and Las Vegas really works for us. But there's this place called Macau, and they have casinos there too. Matter of fact, they got a lot of casinos to the point that a bunch of those folks from that part of the world don't even come to Las Vegas anymore. So he's old. He's like 89 years old, and he's ready to pass the reins on to the next generation.
Okay.
Problem is, he's been married a few times and got some kids. See, so, you know, what he decides he wants to do is not a good thing. So, for the people who get left out in the cold. So he's going to split his holdings now between two different wives and five children of a third wife. But that leaves people out. And in the Wall Street Journal today, he did this on television yesterday. Wall Street Journal today, they have a picture of him sitting in this cushy chair holding the microphone. Would be a daughter from one marriage and his current wife. Now, when they're in the shot, that probably shows pretty bad news for some people who aren't friends of theirs. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of those other wives or you happen to be one of the other kids and oh, my God, she's holding the microphone. We're not going to make any money off of this thing. But, yeah, that's kind of an interesting deal that's going on there. And then I kind of want to go back to the fist bump thing. I mean, I don't want to beat it to death, but
I heard what you did there. Yeah. Fist bump, okay, beat it to death. Yeah. It's pretty good.
But just the ritual of handshakes, okay? Because I happened to be at a meetatorium earlier this week. And
here, wait, an M-E-E-T or an M-E-A-T?
M-E-E-T.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess the M-E-A-T would be a meetery.
Right. Yeah, right.
So, you know, in walks somebody. First of all, when do you become familiar enough with a person that you don't shake hands with them when you see them? See, I mean, we all know that you get to that point, right? I can't tell you the last time I shook hands with Ben Downs. It's been 30 years anyway.
I think I base it on the personality of the other person.
Right.
Okay. If I feel like that they have moved past and that if I ever shake someone's hand and I feel like it just got a little awkward for them, if they offer, great, but I may not offer again.
And, of course, if you've been here for a long time, you know the term drop handles. And that is where you stop calling somebody Mr. Somebody and you go to a first name basis. I mean, that old familiarity path that you take.
You're talking about like your parents' friends?
Yeah.
How old do you have to get before you can call your parents' friends by their first name?
That's fine. Or people who are basically your peers or contemporaries who you don't even deal with necessarily in a situation. Well, you know, second or third time you see them, you drop handles and you're on a first name basis. So that whole interaction thing, okay?
I find it interesting, though, that it can be quite disarming if you still refer to someone as Mr. or Mrs. or something like that. I mean, if you show them respect, it can kind of, you know.
Well,
or you don't remember their first name. That's
also very helpful.
Yeah. On the idea of right, and then we're going to get into transactional analysis, and I'm not going to talk about that on the radio. But still, the idea is what I observed the other day was people who know each other and talk on a regular basis to the point that they're familiar and they don't shake hands, yet they get up on a podium and one introduces the other and they shake hands while they're on the podium. Just that, you know what I'm saying, that whole ceremonial thing that goes on. People who, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, you know them well, yet if you're introducing them and they come up, you shake their hand while you're on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me, you know, that's just...
Yeah, they shake their hands like it's the first time they're meeting. They've been back there talking the whole
time.
Yeah.
I find just the whole ceremony of it. I mean, that's part of our culture. That is the ritualistic things that we have within our culture. All right, I see. I killed that one, didn't I? I just thought I got to observe that, and it is what makes the human animal kind of interesting. Of course, it's better than the way that dogs interact with each other.
Uh-huh. This is Jim Swayze, back again from the great opening of Half Price Books' new home on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. You know why Half Price Books calls their store openings great instead of grand. Well, while it may be grand that many bookstores offer discounts on certain items, at Half Price Books, almost everything is at least half price or less all the time. At the new location, you'll find more of everything. Books, music, movies, and lots more for the kids. How great is that? Hunting for treasures and bargains is always grand, especially these days. Finding tons of it like you do at Half Price Books is totally great. And the fact that they pay cash for your old books, music, and movies is even greater. Half Price Books, now on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. So hurry out, because what's there today may not be there tomorrow. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
David and Julia Gardner want to remind you, you got about 2.5 weeks, 2.5 weeks till Valentine's Day. Enough time for you to find just the right piece of jewelry that you want from David Gardner's. You know, one of the things that's neat is if you see something in the case that's not exactly what you'd like for them to have there for you, if you like it but you'd like to change a stone around or move something around, they probably can do some of that for you. That's what's so great about David Gardner's is they understand customer service. They know that you want to get a very nice and memorable piece of jewelry. You want to get good value for that jewelry, but, you know, if you want it to be just the way you want it, say, this is what I'd like to do, and they'll tell you, yep, we can do that, or now we can't do that in time for Valentine's Day. They understand customer service. And, again, I want to touch again about value, because obviously a piece of jewelry can be an expense that you want to be able to justify in every way, shape, or form. Beyond just its beauty and the value of it that way, you want it to be something that can be functional and used in many situations. And David really thinks about that when he first starts to design a piece of jewelry so that it can be used in any number of settings. That ends up meaning that it's time well spent and money well spent for you. David Gardner's been around for 25-plus years, and they've got a gift for you for that special person, whether it's Valentine's, something we all celebrate at the same time, or for somebody that's more specific and more personal. David Gardner's, 911 University.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Hey, good morning. 10 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Pope's on board with Bookface.
Really?
Pope's on board with Bookface.
All right.
Hurry, hurry. You got to get in there and friend him. He wants to have more friends than Ashton Kutcher by the end of the day.
Does he put in new pictures?
You can only have 5,000.
Oh, you can only have 5,000?
Right.
Oh.
And you're thinking about Ashton Kutcher with followers on Twitter, which you can have as many of those as people will follow you.
Yeah.
The Pope. Does the Pope
by the way, that was an outstanding epic fail with Mr. Brugman about Bookface and the liking things and stuff like that. That's some mighty fine radio right there.
Two people who had no idea what we were talking about, right?
I'm pretty sure y'all weren't speaking the same language.
Yeah. Well, I understand about like and dislike, but I was thinking
you
like.
You can't dislike. You can only like.
I know. That's fine.
By the way, Scott, during the break, I remember the last time I shook your hand.
Oh, when was it? When we got on that airplane in Arkansas?
No. We were at a mutual friend's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And we were standing next to each other in the pew.
And the priest said,
and the priest said, y'all greet each other. Yeah. And Scott and I were next to each other, so we shook hands. It was very awkward. It really was.
I've never been to a funeral where they said, greet your neighbor.
Yeah. This was a funeral.
I remember that. Anyway. Hey, guess that. So Bookface, yeah, Pope.
Does the Pope twit?
Even though His Holiness
can you ask that? Yeah.
Even though
pretty sure you can.
Doesn't have his own Bookface account.
Uh-huh.
So you, huh?
He is.
Did you hear us talking about handshakes?
You got narked out already. I got like 6 text messages already saying, why haven't you shaken hands with Scott? And I text back what I always do. Have you met Scott?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know where he's been?
Are you just needing a hug today? Is that what it is?
I was referring
maybe
to.
Maybe a little, maybe just a little smooch on your bald head up there. Maybe that would be it.
Actually, no, we were talking about the, if you listen to the show, and it'd be neat if you did.
This is the one on 1620,
yeah.
Right?
On the AM side.
The far right of the dial.
Right. We're not Mike and Mike.
And actually, what we'll do, you were asking for an MP3 of some inane speech the other day. Let me go ahead and get you a copy of the 7:30 that we did, where we've already taken care of changing commencement at Texas A&M. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
Well, I heard you guys talking about people, if you sneeze in your hand, nobody will shake hands
right,
with
well,
you.
But a continuation of that, how we'll have somebody who's like 15 feet
they have,
from President
they have the
Bowen.
The little hand sanitizer. You're supposed to squirt it in your hand before you go on stage.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah. It's already there. Okay. Well, good.
Well, that bit just went down in greatness
it
exponentially.
Really well, never mind. It won't matter after that. But then I talked just a minute ago about how you...
If only there were someone we could have asked about that.
Yeah, well...
Hey, we expect them to call us,
that's
okay?
Right. Yeah. Jeez. We had the shot guy. You heard about the drive-by shotting, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, say yes, Ben. Say yes. Say yeah, you heard about
he's,
it.
He's being really sensitive today, so I'm going to give him one more.
Yeah.
No, what? I don't get it.
No,
what are
no.
you talking about?
Yeah, no, we don't have time for that.
Does this have anything to do with the people who are having who are giving out flu vaccines? If you just drive by, roll down the window, and stick your arm out, does it have something to do with that?
Yeah, that'd be the one. Yeah.
What do they call that?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm good with it. I was just discussing how I was at a meatatorium earlier this week, and you see people who know one another, yet if one introduces the other, they have to stand up there on the podium and shake hands as if it's a long-lost brother. That's all. And then I said, when do you cross that area of familiarity? Gosh, the last time I shook hands with Ben was probably 30 years ago.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Have you? Is it just because I've gotten older, rotund, and am completely generally recognized as safe? Is that why or has hugging sort of picked up a little bit?
No, it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, for guys, it's the three slaps on the back. Well,
yeah, which translates into I'm not gay. I mean, each slap has a meaning.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're just cuddly. That's got to be
is that it?
Yeah, sure. Fine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. Look, his hair's turned white. We had such high hopes for him.
You got tweeted.
GRAS, generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, I don't know that. No, that's good. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a FDA thing. It's a nerd thing. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, but I was wondering. I just wondered because it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, I get hugged more than I used to, and that's certainly not a cause for complaint.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I encourage that at every turn.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Shop online, read the reviews, talk to owners, and see for yourself why more people choose Toyota trucks. The brand known for quality, dependability, and reliability. Tough, capable trucks like Tundra and Tacoma, built for any job. It's no wonder Toyota was number one in retail sales for 2010. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, featuring 2 years complimentary maintenance. Now, with attractive offers like zero APR, you could save thousands. It's time to see why Toyota is the right truck for you. Pocket $3,000 cash on all new 2011 Tundras or choose zero APR for 60 months and save over $5,600 in finance charges. To see dozens of other great offers, visit buyatoyota.com. Based on manufacturer's retail sales data, CYTD covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Cash factor TMS and GST, financing with approved credit for TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.19% versus 0% with $34,200 financed. Typical amount for a new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or hold 800-792-8 for details. Offer ends 1/31/2011.
Rattlers Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they always have monthly specials throughout their stores. And January is no exception. Get 12 packs of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, and Bud Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer. So choose from any large bag of chips, two for only $5. Hungry for breakfast? Then grab any of their breakfast food items. Or if you just need a pick-me-up, receive any size cappuccino or coffee for only 59 cents. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you guys have the... Chase, you would have probably seen it rather than Tom. Did you see the story about the kid who was confronted by wolves?
Yeah, used his iPod to play some Creed and blow him back.
Oh.
Wow.
I was going to play Creed. So if you are confronted with a gang of wolves, where was this kid? Like in Russia or somewhere? I
remember. Norway, wasn't it?
It was in, it may well have been. So here's this kid, and he's confronted by a pack of wolves who... I don't know that they were threatening, but they were just kind of sniffing around him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had been taught not to run, because you don't do that with wild animals, because especially if they're in a pack, they're liable to take chase, and that won't end well.
I don't want them to take me anywhere.
I was supposed to say, if it's chase, yeah.
Right.
How fast do you have to run? I just have to run faster than you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So as a result, he did the only thing that he thought was safe, and that was that he got out his mobile device, and he played Creed, and yeah, you got it right there.
Ah.
This is called Overcome.
It's called My Sacrifice.
Oh, well, I was going to play Overcome.
The one he actually played?
Yes, I've got it right here.
We'll pull it up there.
All right, I got it. There we go.
See, that didn't make them run.
You know what it proves?
Even
wolves know that Creed sucks.
Yeah. Actually, it said they just kind of turned and walked away, which probably is what most folks do when they hear Creed. They go, eh.
Yeah, most everybody got over Creed a long time ago. Yeah.
That's true.
Some of us never got to Creed to get over
Well, the only reason I know so much about that is because Tucker was talking about that, and he was playing Creed on Candy 95 with it, and he's a Creed fan, and so I had to shame him for that. And that's because I used the same line. I said, yeah, it proves that even wolves know that Creed sucks. And then,
how was that?
He took offense.
On this date in history.
I love this part.
13 years ago, Hillary Clinton went on the Today Show and said that vast right-wing conspiracy thing better than I could.
Turned out she was wrong.
17 years ago, Tonya Harding appeared before reporters. We're going to have like three more weeks of this because there was always a new development every day.
Right.
Laverne and Shirley, 1976.
Appeared before reporters?
That's when they debuted. And in 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
Oh, I remember that on that Coke commercial or something.
Pepsi.
Speaking of Coke, 1972, the New Seekers did that I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing thing.
Oh, that was a nice little ditty.
No, it wasn't. That you talk about a songworm.
That were standing on a mountain.
A songworm. It gets in your brain and eventually eats
I always thought that was
your,
up with people.
No, it was the Seekers. And they went ahead and had a whole song. All right, you got a minute.
Hey, how about you? You guys probably heard this. Will Ferrell in The Office.
Yes.
Yeah, NBC has announced that Ferrell will have a guest role that will run through several episodes. He'll play a branch manager from the home office that turns out to be just as awkward as Michael.
It says here, out of my nook. That's what she said.
Said it's a four-story arc is what I heard here.
Okay. Says that they haven't announced when it will air, but they were together in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, by the way. And there was an American Idol last night.